Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After a year with only one press conference to his credit, while previous presidents had dozens by now, and a damning report on Biden spending a quarter of his presidential time in Delaware, Biden mumbled through a nearly two-hour press conference.
Did everything get right? No. And by the way, the idea whether we... Anyway.
That was as monotonous as it was a chock full of fantastical misinformation.
We're going to stick with our vaccination efforts because vaccinations work. So get vaccinated, please. And get your booster.
There's no evidence right now that healthy children or healthy adolescents need boosters. No evidence at all. There's no evidence right now that healthy children or healthy adolescents need boosters. No evidence at all.
Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise. Actually got a raise. People, the bottom 40%, saw their income go up. The most of all the categories.
Do you still believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted and its results will be legitimate?
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election. I'm not saying it's going to be legit. It's the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed.
Biden's total disdain and neglect for the American people and their economic and national security was just as evident as the laser focus of the oncoming proxy war with Russia.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, etc.
A potential mass casualty event that Biden's handlers are stoking rather than diminishing in order to create a major distraction for the rest of Biden's doomed presidency and its failing globalist agenda.
Russia is already working actively to create a pretext for a potential invasion, for a move on Ukraine. In fact, we have information that they pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct what we call a false flag operation.
When I would talk about false flags 20 years ago, the media said that it doesn't exist. Well, it got declassified by WikiLeaks that the Army teaches Green Beret captains and up how to stage false flags. So I can assure you that in all of military history, staging stuff to blame your enemy is the bread and the butter when you want to force multiply a bunch of people.
And in real time, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, just sent out this tweet. We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones. I say this as the president of a great power.
The president has conveyed directly to President Putin, if there is a movement of any military troops across the border, that is an invasion. If they go in, that is an invasion. And there will be severe economic consequences.
Russia was founded in Ukraine and in eastern Ukraine, and they see it being taken and their main pipelines into Europe being taken, and it's very strategic. The Russians came from Ukraine. It's the house they were born in, and they're being told it's not theirs, that it belongs to Joe Biden's son. The groundwork's being laid, and you can see the pre-signs of a false flag. And yeah, they're telling you now that we're already at war with Russia, and that within the middle of this month to the middle of next month, it's going to start, and Putin's going in. Because they know they're not going to stop. They're expanding NATO. They're expanding color revolutions all over the place. They've got operatives all over the former Soviet Union. And you're going to see an attempted overthrow of the Russian government very, very soon. The Russians put their nuclear subs on alert. They announced the world 3 weeks ago. They launched them, and they've got them all around the U.S. coastlines. We're like, well, we got more than them. We'll kill them better. Yeah, great. They've only got 20,000 warheads, and we've got 50,000 warheads. This is wonderful. Let's kill everybody.
After the fog cleared, Biden's attempt to address the American people with 2 hours of lies, bluster, and arrogance only served to reveal that we were much better off when the out-of-touch zombie president known as Joe Biden was hiding in his basement. John Bound reporting.
And you can find that report at band.video.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct honor to be here with you on this Friday, January 21st, 2022. Filling in for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. We may be hearing from Alex at some point in time during the broadcast. But I got the call to come in and host today, maybe about an hour and a half ago, and I'm already doing all my prep work for the War Room that I host 3 to 6 p.m. pretty much as soon as I'm off air. So, I mean, even by the morning time, I've already got an idea of what I'm going to be covering on the War Room and what the news is and everything. And then obviously as the day goes on, things change. But I sat down today at the Alex Jones desk, and I was going through all of Alex's news, and I mean, we are just living in the most insane times to be alive and conscious on this planet. I mean, it's hard to fathom that the entire planet, because of technology and communication shrinking us now, it's hard to imagine that an entire planet has ever been in such a state of complete lunacy, nonsensical, illogical behavior. And I kind of step back from it and disassociate with it. And I suggest you do too for this exercise that I want to do here before we get into the news, because I'm watching the news last night and I've got all the monitors in front of me, and on one of the monitors, it's Nancy Pelosi looking like a soul-sucked ghoul. On another monitor, it's Joe Biden looking like a soul-sucked ghoul. On another monitor, it's Chuck Schumer looking like a soul-sucked ghoul. And then on the other monitor, it's Jen Psaki looking like a soul-sucked ghoul. And it just kind of hit me. I mean, if you draw yourself back, you really have to admire. I mean, if this was actually a movie, you know, maybe this is all just the Truman Show or something. If this was all just a movie, you got to hand it to the directors and the casting agents. Because, I mean, the evildoers of this planet and the evildoers of this country, I mean, they are just cast to perfection. It's really incredible, isn't it? George Soros looks like a soul-sucked ghoul. It's really unbelievable. And you're like, you're watching this movie and like, okay, that's the bad guy. That's the bad guy. You're like, oh yeah, that's definitely the bad guy. Wow, this movie's really good. They did a great job scripting this. They did a great job casting this. Yeah, that guy, Pennywise Stelter, man, he just, whew, Yeah, he looks like the kind of guy you'd never trust. Yeah, these phony, lying, crooked politicians, man, whoever scripted them, that, they deserve an award. But then you look at Kamala Harris cackling, the American psycho Gavin Newsom, plastic-faced freak Gretchen Whitmer, pencil-necked dork Adam Schiff, crooked-nosed, weak-kneed, chicken-necked Merrick Garland. Yeah. Penguin Jerry Nadler. Oh, Jerry. Jerry. There's a pretty good chance that Jerry Nadler and Joe Biden have both crapped their britches in the calendar year 2022. I mean, so that's what I'm saying is it's really just incredible. But then you look at the fallen around us that fall for their lies and buy into all of it. Are they part of the script? Are they part of the movie? Are they actually duped? Do they eventually come around? And there was that clip that went viral of a young girl on Good Morning Britain. You may have seen it. I don't know. It might even be on my video list. And she's on the news program, and they're talking about what it's been like to be a student during all the COVID insanity and the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates. And she just starts breaking down and crying on television, like, why did you do this to us? Why did you do this to us? This was so bad for us. This was so evil. We'll never get it back. We'll never recover. You've ruined our lives. And anybody would have seen that coming. Everybody would have seen that coming. Everybody saw this coming. But then there were the people that went along with it. Then there were the people that enacted it. Then there were the people that celebrated it. Then there were the people that rubbed their hands together, smirking and grinning, thinking about how much more power and money they were going to have. Yeah, there it is. The government has ruined our lives. British student blasts COVID abuse. But see, that's really what it all comes down to. God, that damn government. Why is it always governments? Why is it always governments that are enacting such evil and doing such evil things and torturing people and ruining people's lives and harassing people? And then it's crooks and freaks like Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi that we're putting up with. And then they look at an Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer or InfoWars or this audience, and they just seethe. They seethe that we're on air. They seethe that we would dare tell the truth about them. And so they send their goons after us, and they send their censors after us. And they think, wow, why aren't they scared of us? Why, with all the intimidation and threats and shutdowns and censorship and debanking and everything we've done to try to ruin their lives and torture them and put them in misery, why don't they stop? Why do they keep telling the truth about us? Because you're damn demons. You have no power. You always hear, I mean, again, talk about a soul-sucked demon, Maxine Waters. You always hear Maxine Waters with her big mouth, fish, bass mouth. I speak truth to power. I speak truth to power. Oh, truth to power. I speak truth to power. With my husband making hundreds of millions of dollars because of secret bank deals that I cut. By the way, go out there and harass Trump supporters. There's a domestic terrorist. No. When the Democrats call for violence, when the Democrats enact violence, promote violence, bail out rioters, they're heroes. 364 days of the year, the Democrats are pro-riot. Can you guess which day they're not? 364 days of the year, the Democrats are anti-police. Can you guess which day they're not? So you really got to give it to the script writers. You really got to give it to the casting agents. You really got to give it to the screenplay and the dialogue because, wow, I mean, seriously, you nailed it. And maybe that's kind of God and Satan maybe kind of working together. Like, yeah, Satan's like, yeah, I'm going to recruit the most ugly, diabolical demon people I can have. Of course I am. I want them to look ugly and fallen like me. And we don't like beauty, and we don't like humans, and we certainly don't want to see their smiles. So we're going to cover those faces up and make them breathe their own carbon emissions. But you know what? Here's what I'm starting to see. I'm starting to see people waking up to all of it. I'm starting to see people lashing out against it. I'm starting to see people start to understand what's going on. Because they really bought the lie. 15 days to slow the spread, or get the vaccine and we'll be back to normal, or just wear the mask for a short period of time, or just do this or just do that. And now, but people are finally realizing, okay, I was lied to the whole time about COVID. I was lied to the whole time about masks. I was lied to the whole time about lockdowns. People are now realizing they were lied to about Biden. I was lied to about Biden. I was lied to about the 2020 election. So the entire house of cards the globalist has built to collapse on us is collapsing. But we're running out right now. We're abandoning ship of this. And it's going to collapse on them, but it's not going to be pretty in the process. I'm going to get into some of this news. We got guests coming up today as well. I plan on taking calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
New contributors doing great work. I'm encouraged when I see people out on the streets rallying and protesting against the mandates peacefully from New York to California, from Texas to Michigan. And I'm extremely relieved, or I don't even know what the word would be, when I'm out and I'm talking to somebody that talks just like me and understands what's going on just like me, but has never even heard of InfoWars. That means people are waking up. That means they're getting this information elsewhere, which is a good thing because we're censored everywhere. But if the information still gets out, that's all that matters. And so people are getting it. Biden is a complete failure. The press conference on Wednesday was just absolutely pathetic. They can't hide it anymore. All the people following Biden are just ugly, spiritually, soul-sucked. Doesn't even matter what they physically look like. You can just look into their eyes. They're not there. There's an anti-human spirit behind those eyes. Jen Psaki, a perfect example. But what would you expect? Someone to go up on a podium and lie for 2 hours every day to protect a corrupt American political regime. Yeah, I mean, you got to have an anti-human spirit to do that. That's not people that like humans and truth and justice and freedom and liberty. Yeah, you're not going to. No, you can't have somebody like that be your press secretary if you're Joe Biden. Oh, this is hilarious. Yeah. Psaki says Russia could at any point launch an attack on Ukraine by Lockheed Martin. Oh, buy stock. That's them telling you, buy stock. We're gonna try to foment a war, or we're gonna fearmonger over a war. But here's the thing: Biden's not gonna do anything. Here's what you need to really look out for, guys. When do the Beijing Olympics start? It's pretty soon, I think. I think it maybe even be within a month, maybe. China's not gonna move into Taiwan before the Olympics. Or do, if they have any plans for Hong Kong, it's not going to happen before the Olympics. And I don't think Russia would make a move before the Olympics either. And they've built up troops and stuff on borders before, and it's led to nothing. So there's just a lot of fear porn in the media. There's a lot of Lockheed Martin propaganda wanting you to buy stock, and their stockholders wanting you to buy stock to boost their stock so they can make more gobs of money. But Biden's not going to do anything. Ukraine has blackmail on him. Russia has blackmail on him. Our military leaders are Milley and Austin. I mean, you might as well have a turd sandwich. So it's all posturing. It's all puffing out the chest. And hey, I've got polls today, and it's a good thing. Americans don't want to intervene in Russia. Americans don't want to intervene in Ukraine. They don't want anything to do with that. Yeah, we're sick of foreign wars. We're sick of burying, not even burying, we're sick of losing our treasure and blood on foreign entanglements that do nothing for our country. So, yeah, I don't want anything to do with Russia. Oh, but Biden has got to be tough. I'll stand against Russia, the Russian boogeyman. And you see commentators, liberal commentators, say, Tucker Carlson has gone completely. He's a Russophile. He loves Putin. How is this possible? Russia, the boogeyman, the worst thing ever. Oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, because I don't want to sit here with some sort of 1980s Cold War foreign policy or view of Russia? That's ridiculous. You think pushing Russia into the arms of China is going to be a good idea as the U.S. is weakening on the world stage? Nobody takes the U.S. seriously right now. Joe Biden is our illegitimate, doddering, perverted, corrupt president. We send drag queens into schools to read to kids, pedophile drag queens into schools to read to kids. We have racial division left and right being promoted by our media and our politicians. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Countries don't take us seriously. We're a joke. Russia looks at the U.S. as weak. China looks at the U.S. as weak. And we've become weak. Look at what we've done to the kids. Look at who we have in the White House. But let me just stop right there because I'm just waxing here and I need to get to this news and I want to play this video. Here's the video I was talking about where the British student is on Good Morning Britain and she starts crying, saying that everybody that was imposing COVID mandates and COVID lockdowns and all this stuff has ruined our lives. Of course, that was the whole point. They wanted to ruin your lives. These are sick people. These are psychotic, demonic people that went along with all of this and promoted it and celebrated it. And then see how gleeful they were as they did it? They watched this little girl cry on the news, and that makes them feel good inside. Like, I just ruined her life. So here she is. The video has gone viral. A young British student says they ruined our lives because of COVID.
Obviously, this comes as a brilliant bit of happiness for me. I don't actually think I can stop smiling when I'm talking. It's about time. Obviously, you just said earlier, the one that makes me the happiest is the face masks in schools. There was zero evidence for those face masks to be in schools. There have been studies that show that because of the types of face masks that we, because I'm going to say we, because I was in schools when all of these policies were enacted, the face masks that we would have are not medical grade face masks, therefore they would make no difference to transmission. But what I found out when I was in the classroom, and most commentators have never been able to speak on this because they quite frankly didn't experience it, so you can hear it from me the first. There were teachers that were sitting there that would, you know, be yelling at the poor year sevens about their face masks more than they would be teaching them. Those shy kids that would sit at the back of the class that would never speak, it was a massive barrier to them to impact their learning. They were already terrified, didn't want to speak out, and now they've got another barrier to engaging their learning. Communication problems were impossible. I'm going to be honest with you, most of the time when we were in school, we took them off because we couldn't hear each other. They couldn't hear us, we couldn't hear them. You're in schools to learn, and the damage that they have done to my generation has been unbelievable. Like, I sat there in August.
The damage what's done?
That they've done to the rest of our lives, to our education. I sat there in August and literally watched my future crumble in front of my eyes.
Tell me why.
Well, they cancelled my exams. So I got my exams cancelled once, went back and thought, no, you know what, this is not on. I'm not getting screwed over by the algorithm. I'm better than this. Got there, they cancelled them again, and I thought, nothing I can do anymore. This makes me so angry. It literally ruined our lives. And nobody spoke about it at all. And the commentators, they had union reps come on and say, this is what the school should have put in place. And they didn't care about what this did to us. And this is the first time I've ever spoken about it on TV because I knew that I'd cry about it, but I literally watched and felt like my entire life was falling apart because of what this government did to young people, and nobody cares. Not one person has cared about children in this pandemic. They think, oh, let's grow. Why are we putting masks on them when people can go to football stadiums and they can go to theatres and play Nadeem Zahawi sitting there at the teaching awards with no mask, and yet we're disrespecting kids? This pandemic will finish. The damage this has done for us is forever.
You know, I am proud of this audience. I am proud of this crew, and I'm just proud today because you know what? We stood against this evil from day one. We stood against this evil and we called out this evil since day one, and we have been vindicated yet again.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products you want to have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
You know, the world wants America to be strong and prosperous. It's the globalists that don't, because then they can't exist in a free market system or a republic. It will reject their poison. So the free market must be crushed. The republic must be crushed in order for the New World Order to take over and the one world government to be cemented into place. But Putin and Xi see the U.S. as weak. They see strategically how their two countries being allied would work to empower both of them. And the American media is so pathetic that they don't even see what's going on. They're so high on the fumes of their own flatulence that they can't even see what's going on, and that they're a joke. And they really feel strong and powerful because they forced Biden into us, and they got Trump out of there. And that makes them feel good, and they don't even care. They're cutting off their nose to spite their face. But I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to get some of this news, some of these video clips. We have Ezra Levant coming up from Rebel News in Canada in 30 minutes as well. But every time I talk to somebody who's in the trucking industry, or every time I talk to somebody who has some sort of role in the supply chain, they tell me the same thing. They say, Owen, yeah, you've seen the empty shelves. You've seen the consumer price index. This is just beginning. They're not relinquishing. They're lying when they're saying they're getting more people to the California ports. They're lying when they're saying they're working, you know, long days. They're stopping people from working long days. They're stopping truckers from working long days. A lot of people are still trying to do COVID mandates. Now, I hope that it stops, and I hope we can get our economy humming again. But with the Democrats and Biden in the White House, it's not looking good. This is economic sabotage. So people are starting to think about emergency food supplies when they go to the grocery store and see empty shelves. And that's why we've decided to take 10% off all emergency food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off all emergency food supplies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got all kinds of different options. As far as supply is concerned, there's 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. There's protein kits and breakfast kits and vegetable kits and all these other different kits you can buy. All of it is 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I hope it's something that, you know, you never have to use, right? You buy emergency food, you say, all right, I've got this insurance. I hope I never need it. But boy, oh boy, you'd much rather be in that situation than the other, which is, I wish I had emergency food right now, because by then it will be too late. 10% off store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, all emergency food supplies. All right, let's start looking at some of this news. But let me kind of start it off with this, or and we'll have to come back to this with Ezra. But this is Justin Trudeau in clip one here, guys, because what do leftists or liberals or anybody do when they're losing an argument? What is the lowest common denominator? Well, it's the insult. It's the attack. It's the, you're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a this. You're a that. Because they've lost the intellectual argument. They've lost the philosophical argument. They have no logic, so they just go to name calling, and you don't want the vaccine mandates? Well, you're a racist now, don't you see? That's how it works. Here's Justin Trudeau, I guess, making that his public messaging now is anybody that doesn't want a vaccine is a racist.
Oui, on va s'en sortir de cette pandémie par la vaccination. Puis on en connaît
tous
les gens
qui
sont en train d'hésiter un petit peu. On
va continuer to try to convince them, but there are also people who are fiercely against vaccination. They are extremists.
On ne croit pas dans la science.
We don't believe in science. We don't believe in science. They're misogynists and racists.
C'est un petit.
It's a small group that muscles in.
Groupe, mais qui prend de la place. Et là,
we have to make a choice in terms of leaders, in terms of the country. Do we tolerate these people? Do we say, hey, most of the Quebecis are 80% vaccinated?
La plupart des gens, presque 80% des Québécois, ont fait ce qu'il fallait faire. Ils se sont fait vacciner. On veut revenir.
We want to come back to do things like we are doing. It's not those people, the vaccinated, who are blocking it.
Ces gens-là qui vont nous bloquer maintenant.
It's the unvaccinated. So there you go. There's your tyrant, Trudeau, who wants to be like Xi Jinping, where in Canada they run propaganda where kids brag about they'll call on mommy or call on daddy if they don't take the vaccine. And they have live studio audiences, and the show host says, what will you do if you see that mommy won't take the vaccine? And the kid says, I will call the police. And then they say, good job, and the crowd cheers. Good little Nazi. Hitler would be proud. The Hitler Youth. But now it's official policy for Justin Trudeau. If you don't take the vaccine, you're a terrorist, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, and it's your fault we can't get back to normal. Now, who would actually fall for that BS? Only the dumbest people in any civilization would ever fall for such BS. They shut down the economy, they put in all the mandates, and then they say, it's this person that's causing the lockdown, it's this person that's doing the mandates, it's this person that's ruining things. No, it's you. It's like I always see. It's the way the American media covers it. Because of the pandemic, because of COVID, this, that, the other thing. No, that's all because of the government. A virus didn't shut down schools. A virus didn't make me wear a mask. A pandemic didn't shut down the economy. The government did. The government did. The government did all of this, not a virus. But you'll still hear the news coverage. COVID shuts down schools. COVID makes you wear masks. The pandemic has done this. No, it was all the government that did it. And then you have the idiots that believe it, and you have the idiots that report it. And I've been putting this off, and so I'm glad it's on the desk here today. I'm glad that we're covering it at InfoWars, and it's on the National File and other places with the tweets. Peter Daszak worked for CIA. EcoHealth Alliance is a CIA front organization, claims Dr. Andrew Huff. EcoHealth Alliance Associate Vice President Dr. Andrew Huff recently claimed that EcoHealth Alliance President Peter Daszak, who conducted gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, told him he was working for the Central Intelligence Agencies. And it was last week that Dr. Andrew Huff went on his Twitter account and said that he believed Peter Daszak was working for the CIA and that EcoHealth Alliance was a CIA front, and that Daszak would brag about this. And, you know, you kind of see Peter Daszak at these events where he talks about the gain-of-function research and he talks about making a bat virus more contagious and everything else that they do, the spillover research. And you can tell, you know, he's kind of a useful idiot type. Probably not, you know, a bloodlusting eugenicist, but just kind of a useful idiot who's smart enough to do research like this, but dumb enough not to see how it's being used for evil. So he thinks he's a big deal, like, oh, wow, like, I'm working with Fauci, I'm doing gain of function, like, this is cool, we're in China working with the Chinese military, wow. And then he's on phone with CIA, and he goes and tells Dr. Huff, like, yeah, oh, the CIA wants to talk to me now, too, the CIA wants to do work. And it's like, wow, you're that dumb that you fell for all of that and thought you were doing a good thing. But apparently he did, and now he's just saying all of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Going to be called to testify in front of a congressional committee or anybody under oath about gain-of-function research that he bragged about in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and then maybe also give him an ask, did you ever have any contact with the CIA? Because a former partner of yours, Dr. Andrew Huff, says you claimed to. But I'm sure our government is not concerned about that. Our Congress isn't concerned about that. They've got to find a way to make sure people can vote without a photo ID or without even being a citizen. Democrats are filibustering. And then on the other side of the Capitol building, motioning to remove the filibuster. Or how sickening is our Justice Department that is using its full force to go after U.S. citizens while terrorists literally come into this country and hold people hostage and kill people. And you've got mad scientists running around creating viruses in labs that escape or are released intentionally. And our Justice Department is too busy trying to find a veteran who waved an American flag on January 6th. And our media is more concerned with that, too. Meanwhile, you just had record crime rates in dozens of metropolitan cities in the United States, all run by Democrats. 12 of them broke homicide records. Not interested in that. No, we gotta stop those parents from having a say in what their children are taught in schools. We're going to go after them. We're going to call them terrorists. And we got to stop those flag-waving American patriot Trump supporters, too. They're getting a little uppity, you know, with their free speech. We got to stop that. So will Peter Daszak ever have to answer, why were you bragging about gain-of-function research with COVID-19 in a Wuhan Institute of Virology lab with the Chinese communist military? And why were you bragging to your partner, Dr. Huff, about being a CIA front? Will Daszak ever have to answer those questions? Will the American media ever ask those questions? Boy, oh boy, we're really seeing some tyranny, aren't we? New York Police Department arrests 9-year-old girl and 5 others for entering Museum of Natural History without vax passport. But don't worry, you can't go in unless you show your papers. Show me your papers. And when you get in there, you won't be able to see the statue of Teddy Roosevelt because that got removed because, you know, he's a white guy. And we can't have white guys in the American History Museum. That's not whitey. Slowly but surely. Now, here's a former partner of Bill Gates, virologist Dr. Green Vandenbosch. And here he is in clip 11. COVID vaccines are growing new variants inside vaxxed bodies, claims Gates-backed doctor. Let's go to that clip right now, clip 11.
It's at risk of inducing autoimmune responses, autoimmunity in children. That's why I'm saying never ever use a vaccine that cannot block transmission when you are on the battlefield. If you have a vaccine that cannot prevent the transmission, you cannot control this pandemic. The virus will escape. You cannot win this. It's impossible. So in other words, with this mass vaccination, you're doing exactly the opposite. You are generating a breeding ground for even more infectious variants to replicate. Scientifically, there is no rational whatsoever to vaccinate children.
Now, he has been saying that. He has been saying this for over a year, guys. You can go ahead and pull it down. Dr. Green Vandenbosch, or Gert Vandenbosch, has been saying that for over a year. We've been saying that for over a year. We've had other doctors on who have said that for over a year. And we're at a point now where probably 90% vaccinated people have gotten COVID at least once, maybe even 100%. Everybody I know that's been vaccinated has gotten sick with COVID. So that's their wake up call, that the vaccine didn't work and they were lied to. But then there's the follow up to that, which is, you know what? I want to get back to normal. I don't want to live in fear anymore. I don't want to live in fear of government tyranny with the mandates, and I don't want to live in fear over a virus that I've now caught twice and I'm perfectly fine. And so it's going both ways. Some governments are pushing harder with the mandates. Others are relinquishing. Minneapolis, St. Paul, proof of vaccine requirement starts today. MDH announces new app to provide proof of vaccine. And it's a 40-day mandate. Restaurants, bars, other places that serve food and drinks in Minneapolis and St. Paul will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative test within 72 hours, even though the tests don't work. You were lied to about all of it. But hey, you know what? We told the truth, and I'm proud of us for telling the truth, and now everybody's waking up to the lies that they've been told. And, you know, whether they like InfoWars or hate InfoWars or agree with our politics, it really doesn't matter. We're the ones that are telling the truth. We're the ones that have been spot on about COVID and the vaccines. And so now they realize, yeah, you know what, I may have thought those InfoWars guys were kooks, and maybe I didn't really like Trump, and they kind of did, but boy, they were right about that vaccine. They were right about COVID. Maybe we should start listening to them more often. Federal court issues nationwide pause on Biden's federal employee vaccine mandate. And actually, I think it was the Supreme Court today. They did something with the vaccine mandate. Basically, it's just totally failing. It's just at every level, Biden's vaccine mandate is taking the L. But then you have Democrat local government saying, no, we're still going to do the mandates, like in California or Minnesota. Or look at Virginia, where Youngkin bans mandates. This is just, it's just the weirdest thing. We're banning mandates now. You could just get rid of the mandate, but they're banning mandates. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you have to ban mandates because, you know, you never know when a Democrat's going to come in and mandate something next. So Youngkin bans the mask mandate, bans vaccine mandates. And then you had like seven Virginia school districts run by Democrats say, we don't care if the law says we can't make kids wear a mask. We're going to do it anyway. And then you see the sick, disgusting footage of teachers. I've seen this twice, at least. A student isn't wearing the mask properly. One time, I think the child had like a learning disability. I mean, that's how evil these liberal teachers are. And the kid's not wearing his mask properly. And so she goes and grabs him and literally duct tapes it to his face. I mean, that person should be fired immediately and probably institutionalized. Parents outraged over photo of teacher taping mask to child's face. Like, who do you think she votes for? Where do you think her political ideology lies? Psycho. Fired and institutionalized immediately. But we don't live in a sane country. So she's back in the classroom torturing students again today, I'm sure. Kamala Harris laughs when asked why Biden administration has failed to shut down the virus. Yeah, remember Biden promised he'd shut down the virus. He also promised he'd cure cancer. Remember that one? Biden promised he'd cure cancer. The media isn't even holding his feet to the fire on that one. He can't cure cancer. He can't even stop a virus from spreading. Not that he could anyway. Not that we expected him to. But, oh, Kamala Harris just cackles and laughs because she's a clown. She's a joker. She can't answer any real questions. I mean, seriously, in the history of this country, there has never been a bigger clown act, a bigger clown show, a bigger embarrassment, a bigger failure, a bigger joke than Biden-Harris. Joe Biden is a big joke, a big New World Order joke forced upon us to show us as a physical representation to the world that you're dead, you're dying, you have corrupt old leadership, it's over for you, you're a joke. And then there's Harris, who's just a clueless bimbo, so it's just the whole thing is just a joke. I'm ready for the joke to end. I don't know about you. But hey, the Czech Republic apparently is more free than the U.S. as they have abandoned all COVID mandates.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.